Larry Williams Drive. Are you ready? News Talk ZB.
Good evening now, 5:07. Well, it's a political hot potato, but the issue of whether euthanasia should be legal has been placed firmly before Parliament once again. David Seymour's end-of-life choice bill has been drawn from Parliament's ballot. MPs will cast conscience votes on it, and parties won't take positions. The ACT leader told Kerry and Mark this afternoon that there are quite a few undecided members of Parliament, but he's confident.
So last time we canvassed, which was probably about 6 months ago, it's been an ongoing process, we got 40 who were in favour, 27 who were opposed, and then a pretty big mushy middle of MPs who either haven't ever expressed a view that we could detect or have said that they genuinely can't make up their mind. So, you know, there's still a big group of MPs in the middle, so it's a battle over in terms of getting the thing passed. But we're well ahead at this point.
Matt Vickers' late wife, Lucretia Seals, became well known to New Zealanders through her advocacy for assisted dying. And Matt Vickers is with me. Evening, Matt. Thank you for coming on.
Good evening, Larry.
What do you think of this? I mean, it's progress?
Absolutely, it's progress. I mean, ultimately, what we wanted was some legislation to come before the House. And a government bill would have been fantastic, but it was really left to the members' ballot. And as luck would have it, that bill was drawn today. So it's wonderful news.
Do you like the detail of the bill? In a nutshell, I think the person has to be mentally competent to make that decision, and then a couple of doctors would have to sign this off, one independent. Do you like that?
I do. I think it's fairly close to the bill that, or the law that's in Oregon in the United States. I think actually the safeguards in there are in fact stronger than what you would see in many other overseas jurisdictions. So the obstacles or the hurdles that one would have to go through in order to access assisted dying, you know, they're quite challenging. It would actually take a person of quite some determination in order to avail themselves of these laws. I think that's the way it should be.
Matt, Health Minister Jonathan Coleman, he has said this afternoon he hasn't read the detail yet, but doesn't expect doing so will change his view. This is what he's saying.
In terms of euthanasia, I'm not a supporter. I'm in favour of good quality, excellent palliative care.
So what do you make of that? Because it seems that the public support this, but we're not entirely sure where the politicians are going to go on this.
Well, I actually agree with Jonathan Coleman in respect to palliative care. I agree in good quality palliative care as well. I think that's incredibly important. But the one thing that came up in Lucretia's case in the High Court was that palliative care can't actually help all people in all cases. It's not perfect. Like medicine, it's not perfect. And it can't actually deal with a lot of the suffering that some terminally ill people go through. So allowing assisted dying actually gives those people a choice and a way to deal with their end of life, which is, you know, compatible with their own personal worldview. I think it's complementary to palliative care, and the two can work hand in hand, and that's the way that I'd like to see it.
How optimistic are you? Because as you heard David Seymour say in the introduction, that in favour 40, opposed 27, so the rest are undecided, so they're going to have to be convinced, aren't they?
Yes, but I believe if they look at the evidence, if they talk to where it's practiced overseas, they talk to medical professionals and jurisdictions where it is legal, they'll find that there's actually nothing to be afraid of. The practices you know, are fairly well established in many countries and largely safe. And doctors that do participate in this, particularly in Oregon, talk about how wonderful it is to be able to have a real honest conversation about end-of-life care. Often people will go and talk to the doctors and say that they want this, but in doing so, they start a conversation where the doctor can explain all of their options, and some of them go away from it, think, you know, quite happy with palliative care. Others who tend to be more determined, more want to take more control of their lives, they are the ones that tend to follow through. And I'd expect that if legislation passed in New Zealand, we'd see similar sort of circumstances here.
All right, Matt, thank you for that, and we'll see where this goes. I appreciate you coming on the program.
Thanks,
sir. That is Matt Vickers, widower of Lucretia Seals. It is coming up 5:12. We'll go to the UK. It is polling day in the UK. What is it? Just after 6 o'clock UK time. I think the Polling booths open 6 o'clock our time. So we'll talk about that next.